Welcome back to the Aussie Prepper channel and welcome back to another video. Now in today's video we're going to discuss three trick questions that police will ask you when they stop you in your car, and also why they ask those questions and how you should answer those questions, or should you answer those questions at all. Now these questions are in no particular order, and they may ask you all of those or none, but generally you will be asked at least one of these questions when you're stopped in your car. Question number one: do you know why I pulled you over, or do you know why I stopped you? Now the reason they ask that question is so you can incriminate yourself. So you might answer, I was only going 5 km over the limit. You have just incriminated yourself. You have just admitted to a driving offence. So the simple answer to the question is no. That's it. That easy. Do you know why I've pulled you over? No. I've got no idea. The second question you might be asked is, do you know how fast you were going? Now, what they're expecting you to say is, no, sorry, I've got no idea. Or again, they might be hoping that you incriminate yourself by saying, oh, but I was only just over the limit. If you say the latter, you've just admitted to having committed a traffic offence and you will be issued with a ticket. The correct answer to give to that question would be the speed limit. Do not say, I don't know, because anything you say is recorded. So if you say, I don't know, and then the officer issues you with a ticket, and 3 months later you turn up to court to fight that ticket, and in your defence you say, but I was only going the speed limit. The officer will then pull up the recording of you saying, I don't know how fast I was going. He has just shown you up to be lying, because 3 months earlier he has recorded you saying that you didn't know how fast you were going. Then 3 months later, when you're sitting in court, you're saying you were going the speed limit. How do you know? If you didn't know at the time, how do you know 3 months later? So the correct answer to that question is always the speed limit or just below the speed limit. Simple. And the third question will mainly apply to younger people and maybe people that look a bit suspect or dodgy. The officer will ask, can I search your car, or can I have a look through your car? The answer to that is always no. No. No, you can't. The reason they're asking that question is because they've got no cause to search your car. They have no reasonable suspicion. That's the term that's used in Australia. You've got to have reasonable suspicion to be able to search that car. And there's ways that police can build reasonable suspicion. We're not going into that today. That could be another video if you're interested in that. However, if they're asking you that question, they don't have reasonable suspicion, so they've got no reason to search your car, and they're just fishing. So they're saying, can I search your car? If you say yes, and then if they search your car and they find something, they've got you on record saying that you gave them permission to search their car. So the answer to that question is always no. In future videos, I can go into a lot of this stuff for people that are interested. Or if there's a video specifically you want me to make, leave a comment down below and give me some video ideas of stuff that you might want to know. Now, the stuff I've spoke about applies in Australia. I'm using terms that are used in Australia. For example, if you're in the US, you've got similar rules, but they might not be the same and there might be different wording. Instead of reasonable suspicion, they might say probable cause. Probable cause doesn't really exist in Australia. Not for traffic stops and that sort of stuff anyway. So if you're based in Australia, don't get your legal advice from America or from England or from New Zealand, because they're all different. They've got different rules. Different rules apply in different countries. And if you do get yourself in trouble, go get some legal advice. That's my recommendation. Now, if you enjoyed this video, do me a favour and give me a big thumbs up. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button for more videos from Aussie Prepper. And thanks for watching, and bye for now.